And as we've been reporting this morning, Olivia Newton-John, the actress and singer best known for her starring role in the 1978 film Grease, has died at the age of 73. The British-born singer died peacefully at her ranch in Southern California on Monday morning. She starred as Sandy opposite John Travolta in Grease, and the film's soundtrack topped charts around the world and remains one of the best ever selling albums. In 2019, Olivia Newton-John came to Ireland to open an exhibition in Newbridge's Silverware Museum of Style Icons, which included some of her most iconic looks, including the infamous leather jacket and leggings from Grease. The exhibition was arranged by Julian's Auctions, who later auctioned the pieces for Olivia in aid of cancer research. Martin Nolan is executive director and co-owner of Julian's Auctions. He's been telling our reporter Sinead Spain about her visit to Kildare.
And she was such an incredible, amazing, unselfish, kind, considerate, thoughtful person. I can't emphasize that enough. And she contacted us at Julian's Auctions back in 2019 because she wanted to raise money for her cancer research wellness center in Melbourne, Australia. She always said about herself that she was a thriver during cancer, not a survivor. And so we brought Olivia to Ireland with her husband John in July of 2019 to the Museum of Style Icons in Newbridge in County Kildare in Ireland. And she had the best time. She loved horses, so she was right there on the Curragh. She loved golf. Her husband John loved golf. She stayed at a hotel close by, played golf every day. Shane Lowry was in the news every day because he won the big golf tournament. She was so proud about that. She wanted to go to an Irish pub with Irish music. We went there and the music was amazing. She went behind the bar and pulled pints of Guinness. She was so much fun and so vibrant and so alive. She is such a huge loss. I can't express what the world has lost by losing this incredible human being. Apart from the talented person selling over 100 million records worldwide and just a regular, really sweet person that almost couldn't believe it herself.
You said to me just before we came on air, she was like mom.
Absolutely. And in her home, she had a beautiful home in Santa Barbara, Montecito, not far from Oprah Winfrey's home. And, you know, she had a garden, she grew fresh vegetables and herbs, and she had sunflowers, and it was just an idyllic place and really good type of a healing environment that she was surrounded by nature. And she, yes, she the show business, and she was performed in Vegas, a Vegas show not too long ago, Sinead. But at the same time, she was always striving to, first of all, get well herself. And at the same time, how can she get other people that are battling to get well as well? And that was what her focus was. She knew her power and her fame, and she tried to use that then to get funding and come up with different alternative medicines, which was so important to her. It's so sad for her husband, John, and for her daughter, Chloe, who she was very, very close to. They've lost, you know, an incredible human being in their lives, but the whole world has lost this caring, considerate, thoughtful person.
Martin Nolan with Sinead Spain there, remembering Olivia Newton-John.